Legislative Republicans are delivering relief for communities affected by PFAS and other contaminants. Hi, I'm Senator Eric Wimberger, representing the Green Bay area. Last week, the Republican legislature passed sweeping legislation to protect victims of PFAS pollution, ensure that communities plagued by forever chemicals have the resources they need to clean up the mess, and ensure residents have access to clean, safe drinking water. Despite support from communities like Peshtigo and Wausau, and groups representing all levels of local government, Governor Evers threatens to veto the bill. A veto will keep innocent victims of pollution on the hook for something they didn't cause, and current law needs to change. A veto will mean pollution victims must choose between financial ruin and health when deciding to test for PFAS. Now he proposes turning the Republican-budgeted $125 million PFAS trust fund into a no-strings-attached slush fund without a plan and without oversight at bureaucratic discretion. By a quirk in current law, the allocation may even be used to enforce laws and fines on victims of pollution. I hope Governor Evers can understand that current law allows a handful of bureaucrats to penalize pollution victims instead of getting them clean water. SB 312 gives the right protections and solutions for this complex PFAS problem.